非常谢谢诗班带领我们进入复活节的敬拜当中。
Thank the choir for bringing us into the spirit of worship.
很有趣的是，当我注意到最近这几天在台湾的新闻的时候
But ，Interestingly, I've been paying attention to the happenings in Taiwan for the past few days.
在台湾这一两个礼拜，他们也在庆祝一件事情。
In Taiwan for the past few weeks, they are also celebrating.
因为从中国大陆运了一个释迦牟尼所谓的佛祖的手指头的骨头。
Because from China, they sent over reportedly a finger fragment of Buddha.
是在十几年前在中国大陆河南的法门寺发现的。
They discovered that in a temple several decades ago in China.
他们就把这个手指头运到台湾去。
So they sent this fragment of a finger over to Taiwan.
于是所有人大肆的庆祝。
So this was cause for great celebration.
我们基督徒在庆祝耶稣复活了。
But when us as Christians celebrate the resurrection of Christ,
因为他复活了，所以你找不到他的身体。
Because he is resurrected, we cannot find his body.
当然就没有骨头了。
So you don't have any bones.
在台湾呢？
But in Taiwan,
很多的佛教徒在庆祝，佛祖死了。
Many Buddhists are celebrating the death of Buddha.
他骨头在这里。
But we have his bones.
很多人都去看。
Many people want to see it.
据说好几百万人看过了。
Several million have congregated to see it.
我想他不让你去摸他的骨头的。
But of course you cannot touch it.
除非你是算命的，你可以摸骨。
Unless you know how to practice divination with bones.
因为那骨头太珍贵，不能让你摸的。
It's too precious to be touched.
你就发现基督教是一种何等不一样的宗教。
Then you realize that Christianity is different.
因为我们的主复活了。
Because our Lord is risen.
他没有留下任何物质上你看得见摸得着的东西。
He did not leave behind any physical evidence.
佛教也很坦白很诚实地说。
And Buddhism also is very frank and honest.
他说佛祖死了。
They admit Buddha died.
他是真的一个人。
He is a man.
他也真的死了。
He truly died.
我可以给你看他的骨头。
I can show you his bone.
这是两个完全不一样的宗教。
These are two opposite religions.
基督教我们称它为信仰，我们不喜欢称它为宗教。
Very often you hear that Christians do not refer to themselves as a religion, but a faith.
我们的意思是说，基督教的信仰不仅是仪式而已。
In other words, we are not limited to rituals.
基督教也不是庆祝一些什么节期而已。
We are not limited to celebration of festivals and feasts.
不错，我们一年有一次的复活节。
True, every year we celebrate Easter.
其实我们是每个礼拜庆祝一次复活节。
Actually, we celebrate Easter every Sunday.
为什么说每个礼拜一次呢？
Why do we say that?
因为礼拜天就是纪念主复活的日子。
Because Sunday is the day that we remember the risen Lord.
犹太人是礼拜六，我们叫安息日，做他们的宗教活动的。
The Jews center their religion around Saturday, their Sabbath.
为什么基督教变成礼拜天来崇拜呢？
Yet the Christians worship on Sunday.
而且基督徒称礼拜天不叫礼拜天，我们叫做主日。
And very often we refer to Sunday as the Lord's Day.
所以今天是主日崇拜。
That's why we say today is the Lord's worship day.
为什么叫做主日？为什么不叫星期天？
Why do we refer it to the Lord's day and not Sunday?
因为耶稣复活的时候就是礼拜天。
Because Jesus was risen on a Sunday.
所以我们每一个礼拜天，一年庆祝五十二次耶稣的复活。
So every year we celebrate the risen Lord 52 times.
但是五十二次一年去庆祝耶稣的复活也不够的。
But even that is not enough.
我们应该每一天庆祝耶稣复活的。
We should actually celebrate the risen Lord every day.
因为他的复活应该在我们的身上每一天被我们去经历的。
Because we should remember his risen power every day in our lives.
我们纪念复活节的时候。
As we remember and celebrate Easter.
我们不是纪念一个两千年前过去历史的故事而已。
We're not just celebrating an historical event that occurred over 2,000 years ago.
的确，两千年前左右，耶稣死了。
Yes, true. About 2,000 years ago, Jesus died.
他也的确在将近两千年前他复活了。
And true, he was resurrected from the dead almost 2,000 years ago.
可是我们在复活节在庆祝的时候，不是一直看到过去。
But in our celebration, we do not just emphasize the past.
我们也同时是想到今天。
We also think about today.
今天耶稣复活的生命也要在我里面活现出来。
Today, the resurrected life of Christ should be living out through us.
复活不仅是在耶稣身上实现了。
Resurrection do not just occur with Christ.
也应该在我们身上实现。
It should also be a fact for us.
不仅是历史的。
Not only historical.
而且是每一天在我们身上会活出来的。
But to be practiced daily.
所以我们翻开我们的圣经罗马书第六章。
So we turn now to the epistle to the Romans, chapter 6.
我们从第一节看到第十一节。
We can read from verses 1 to 11.
为了节省一点时间，我念中文。如果你读英文的圣经，请你自己看。
To save time, we will only read this in Chinese.
罗马书第六章第一节，这样怎么说呢？我们可以能在罪中叫恩典显多吗？断乎不可。我们在罪上死了的人，岂可能在罪中活着呢？岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人，是受洗归入他的死吗？所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。因为知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架，使罪身灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。因为已死的人是脱离了罪，我们若是与基督同死，就信必与他同活。因为知道是基督既从死里复活，就不再死，死也不再做他的主了。他死是向罪死了，只有一次；他活是向神活着。这样你们向罪也当看自己是死的，向神在基督耶稣里却当看自己是活的。这段圣经好像提到洗礼的问题。
Seemingly, this passage talks about baptism.
也的确，他有谈到洗礼。
Yes, it does.
但是重要的，他不是谈到洗礼的本身的问题。
But the emphasis is not on just baptism.
而是提到每一个基督徒，我们透过受洗归主，在我们生命中有一个重大的影响。
But rather that we as Christians, when we were baptized, a transformation occurred in us.
第一节到第五节谈到一件事情。
Verse 1 to 5 emphasizes one thing.
所有的信徒。
All believers.
我们已经应该要在耶稣基督的死跟他的复活上面跟我们的主是联合的。
We have been united with Christ in his death and his resurrection.
所有信主的人，什么叫做基督徒？
What constitutes a Christian?
所有的基督徒是归入基督的人。
All Christians belong and united with Christ.
我们怎么叫归入基督呢？
How do we say we belong to Christ?
当我们归入基督的时候，
When we are with him,
就是他的死，我跟他联合在一起了。
We're united and identified with his death.
我们也在他的复活上跟他联合了。
But we also united with him in his resurrection.
这叫做归入。
This is what we mean by being a Christian.
因此我们跟耶稣基督的生命是紧密的结合在一起的。
So we are united closely with his life.
他死，所以我们死了。
Because he died, we died.
他复活了，所以我们也复活了。
Because he is risen, we are risen.
在有一次一个小型的一个查经的活动里面。
One time during a small group Bible study.
邓邦宁弟兄在那里。
Brother Tang was here.
他说了一句话。
He said something.
害我脑筋要转两圈才懂他在讲什么。
But you have to really ponder about it a little bit before you understood what he was trying to say.
他这样说的。
He said it like this.
看你们能不能懂这个谜语。
I'll see whether you can figure out this riddle.
他说你活两次你就死一次。
Said you live twice but you died once.
你活一次你就死两次。
You live once, you die twice.
我说在说什么？
I said, what did you say?
活两次你就死一次。
You live twice and you die once.
你活一次你就要死两次。
You live once and you die twice.
后来再解释一下，我在懂他在说什么。
Then I begin to understand.
第一次活一次或者说生一次的话呢？
If you say you live once or you were born once.
第一次的生是你的妈妈把你生出来的。
Was because you were born of your mother.
如果你活两次就是生两次的话呢？
That if you live twice or you are born twice.
第二次是圣灵将你重生的。
The second birth is the birth through the Holy Spirit.
那你以后呢？
Then
我们肉体会死掉的。
Our fleshly body will pass away.
所以你会死一次。
That's why we will die once.
那为什么只活一次的人会死两次呢？
But why is it that if someone only live once, die twice?
就是你只有肉体的生命从母亲生下来。
That is if you were born only from your mother.
你没有从圣灵里面重生。
You do not have rebirth through the Holy Spirit.
将来我们肉体死了。
When our fleshly body dies.
你还有第二次的死。
We still have a second death.
第二次就是与神隔离的灵魂的死。
The spiritual death, eternal separation from God.
如果我在圣灵里重生了。
But if I'm reborn again.
我就不会与神再分离了。
I will not be separated from God.
我没有第二次的死。
So I do not have the second death.
所以我活两次死一次。
That's why I live twice and die only once.
如果我只活一次，你就准备等着死两次。
But if you're only born once, then you die twice.
与主联合什么意思？
What does it mean to be united with Christ?
为什么我们可以只死一次，不死两次？
Why is it that we will only die once and not twice?
因为第二次的死在基督的身上，他已经替我们付出了那个代价。
Because Christ has paid the price for our second death.
当我们与他联合的时候
，And so when we're united with Him,
第二次的死，那个死的代价已经有人付了。
The price of the second death has been paid by Christ.
如果你没有与基督联合
，But if you are not united with Christ,
没有人替你付那个代价。
No one has paid that price for you.
你必须自己付。
You have to pay it yourself.
所以你必须有第二次的死与神隔离。
So you will die a second time, eternal separation from God.
所以当你归入基督的时候
，But when you belong to Christ,
你就让他的死代替了你。
You can take His death for yours.
也因为这样的缘故
，And because of that,
当耶稣从死里复活的时候
，When Jesus rose from the dead,
我们也因为与他联合的缘故。
Because we are united with Him,
我们与他一同被带出复活的生命来。
We are also resurrected.
那为什么谈到洗礼呢？
So why is baptism mentioned here?
因为洗礼是外在看得见的。
Because baptism is something that can be witnessed outwardly.
真正我们能够重生得救。
The reason how we can become born again and be saved,
我们都知道是因着内在的信心。
We know it's because of an inner belief.
不是外在的洗礼。
It's not due to the outward baptism.
可是你内在的信心必须有外在的一个表现。
But your inner belief or faith needs to be a testimony outwardly.
所以我们怎么与基督联合呢？
So how are we united with Christ?
主要是依据内在的信心。
It's because of what we believe inwardly.
然后也越界的外在的洗礼这个仪式见证出来。
And through the testimony of our outward baptism.
因此洗礼重要吗？
Therefore, is baptism important?
重要。
Yes, it is.
洗礼保证一个人得救吗？
But does baptism assure a person of redemption?
不会。
No.
没有受洗保证你不得救吗？
If you were not baptized, does that mean you will not be saved?
No.
No,
不一定，因为得救还是信心的问题。
Because salvation is based on faith.
你里面没有信心。
If there's faith inward,
你外面的洗礼不能救你的。
If there's no faith inwardly, the outward baptism will not save you.
有人有里面的信心。
Some have inner faith.
但是因为某些缘故，他还没有或者来不及得到外面的洗礼呢？
But perhaps due to different circumstances, they cannot have baptism.
他还是得救的。
That person will still be saved.
所以我们都知道，耶稣钉十字架旁边有一个人就来不及下来受洗的。
One of the person next to Jesus when he was crucified never had time to be baptized.
当然，两千年前科学没有这么发达。
Of course, we know that science 2,000 years ago was not as advanced as today.
你知道两千年前没有水管的，没有那种喷水管。
You know, they do not carry water through water pipes.
他们也没有 water pump 那个打水的。
They don't have any actual pumps.
今天如果钉十字架的人要受洗，没有问题的。
Today, if you are crucified and you need to be baptized, that's not much of a problem.
他当然不能进洗礼池啊。
Of course, you cannot be in a baptismal pool.
我们可以用点水礼啊。
But we can use just dipping water on his head.
你可以用一个水管，用个 hose 水龙头这样一冲过去，他就受洗了。
Or you can baptize that person with a water hose.
所以两千年前耶稣旁边那个人没有办法受洗。
So that person next to Jesus 2,000 years ago could not get baptized.
但他是得救的。
But he is indeed saved.
今天也有很多基督徒这样说。
Today many Christians also say,
哦，那这样好了。
Oh, that's fine.
我心里相信。
I believe in my heart.
可是我不想受洗。
But I don't want to be baptized.
反正我会得救。
Because I'll be saved anyway.
可是我要问你为什么。
Then I'll have to ask, why do you think so?
为什么你坚定地决定不要受洗呢？
What is the reason that you refuse to be baptized?
最近下雨下得比较少。下雨比较少。Raining.
Oh, because we have a drought condition now.
放心，浸礼用的水不少。
You don't have to worry, even though we do use quite a bit of water in our baptismal pool.
哎，有的点水里才一滴水就可以了。
But if we just dip water on your head, it's not a lot of water.
不要找任何的借口，不要找任何的借口。
Do not find excuse for yourself.
如果你心里有信心
，If there is faith in your heart,
你也真的愿意归入基督
，You want to be identified with Christ.
也没有任何不得已的因素
，And there's no extraneous circumstance.
你是应该欢欢喜喜的去受洗的。
Then you should be joyfully baptized.
如果你说我真的相信的
，You say I truly believe.
那我真的就不要洗。
But I truly don't want to be baptized.
跟你的儿子不要洗澡一样。
It's like you don't want to give a bath to your children.
为什么你儿子不要洗澡
？Why does your son refuse to have a bath?
哎，这个理由那个理由。
Maybe he has all kinds of reasons.
你的理由是什么
？But what is your reason?
所以。洗礼是一个仪式，没有错。
True, baptism is a sort of a ritual.
但是这个仪式是非常有意义的仪式。
But it is a very meaningful one.
可以公开的把我里面的信心表达出来。
It is an event where you can publicly acknowledge your faith.
因此，当我外在的洗礼跟内在的信心配合的时候
，So when the outward baptism comes together with my inner faith,
表达我的心智
，It shows.Our will.
我要，我愿意与主联合。
I want to be united with my Lord.
因为第六节、第七节谈到与主联合是与主同死。
Because from verse 6 and 7 on, we are told that when we are united with him, we die with him.
我们跟他同钉十字架。
We're crucified with our Lord together.
什么叫做我们与耶稣基督一同死呢？
What does it mean when we say we die together with Christ?
两千年前耶稣上十字架。
Jesus went on to cross almost 2,000 years ago.
我们现在怎么死法？
How can we die today?
这个意思就是一个认同的意思。
This meaning is actually means identification.
就是我承认，我相信耶稣是为我而死的。
And that is, we admit and we believe that Jesus died for me.
当我有这样的认同的时候
When I have that identification,
我就在耶稣的死上跟他联合了。
then I can be united with him in his death.
因此, 当我说我愿意,
so when I say I will,
这就代表一个心智,
this shows what we have inside.
因着这样一个心智,
because of our will,
耶稣的死就成为替我所完成的一件事情。
The death of Christ then became a price that he paid for us.
完成了什么事情呢?
And what did he accomplish for us?
所有的罪都有一个刑罚。
All sin needs punishment.
钉十字架就是把罪的刑罚这个问题解决了。
Crucifixion takes care of the price of sin.
而且一次就解决了。
It takes care of it once and for all.
所以当我认同 基督与他同钉十字架的时候,
so when I identify with the crucifixion of Jesus,
我们罪的刑罚的问题就一次就解决了。Then
the problem of our sin and its punishment has been taken care of once and for all.
这是第十节所说的, 他像死, 他这样罪死了,
and that's why in verse 10 it says he died to sin once for all.
也因为他付了那个代价,
and because he paid the price.
第七节,第六节说,
then we are no longer slaves to sin.
We are
free from sin.
但是如果你是基督徒,
but if you are a Christian, you may now recall another saying of Christ.
耶稣要我们所有的门徒,
Jesus said, as a follower of him, we have to take up our cross daily and follow him.
每一天背十字架,
every day we have to bear our cross.
每一天钉十字架,
does that mean every day we need to be crucified?
我们不是钉了一次就完蛋了吗? 就结束了吗?
Then we just say we only need to be crucified once?
为什么每一天钉呢?
Then why do we have to be crucified daily?
这是讲不同的东西的。
These are actually different things.
因为当我们背自己的十字架的时候,
because when we bear our own cross,
耶稣说要舍己,
Jesus said we have to give up of ourselves,
或者说 deny yourself, 啊, 否定, 或者说否定你的自我, 或者舍掉你的自我,
or we say deny ourselves.
天天背十字架的时候,
so when we bear our cross daily,
要解决的问题, 面对的问题是另外一个问题,
the problem we face there is different.
不是罪的刑罚的问题,
it's no longer the punishment of sin,
是罪的能力诠释的问题,
but the power and dominion of sin.
罪一直主宰控制我们的生命, 在我们有生之年,
as long as we are in this earth, sin has power over us.
即便我成为基督徒了,
even when we become Christians,
罪的刑罚解决了,
yes, the punishment and judgment of sin has been taken care of.
罪的能力诠释仍然在我身上还有影响力的。
But the power and dominion of sin still influence our daily lives.
那个影响力就是透过我们的自我。
And it influences us through ourselves.
只要你的自我还活着一天,
as long as our self lives,
罪就在你身上还有动手脚的机会。
Sin can still come in.
它仍然可以影响你,
can still modify you.
它可以左右你,
and can change you.
它可以控制你,
even control you.
它会让你说出基督徒不该说的话,
make you say things that Christians should not say.
所以耶稣说你要天天背起十字架,
that's why Jesus said we have to bear our cross daily.
你要天天把那个自我给钉死,
every day we need to nail ourselves to the cross.
它不会一下子死掉的,
it won't die by itself once and for all.
有人形容钉十字架的死, 也是慢慢死的。
And some have described being crucified as a slow process of dying.
砍头的话, 一下子死了。
When your head's chopped off, it's fast.
钉十字架是慢慢死的。
But when you're crucified, you die a slow, painful death.
你的血液慢慢地流失。
Your blood drips out slowly.
你的生命慢慢地流失,
your life force drains away slowly.
你的力量慢慢地减弱,
your energy seeps away.
最后才死掉,
and then you die.
你的自我要死的时候，也不会一下就死的。
And when yourself dies, it's the same way.
我们需要天天背十字架，天天把自己的自我钉死在十字架上。
That's why every day we need to bear our own cross to nail ourselves to the cross.
所以，当我们与基督同钉十字架的时候
，So when we are crucified with Christ together.
强调是我们在神的面前。被称为义。
The emphasis is that before God we are justified.
因为刑罚已经除掉了。
Because the judgment and the price of sin has been paid.
我们在神的面前成为没有罪刑罚的人。
We become justified and righteous before God.
但是当我们效法基督
But as we partake of Christ,
天天背十字架跟随他的时候
And we imitate him and follow him daily with our cross.
那条路叫做成圣的道路。
That is the way of sanctification.
因此，当我们成为基督徒的时候
，Therefore, when we become Christians,
当我一信
，In that moment that we believe,
我接受了主
，When we receive the Lord,
神已经把我罪的问题透过耶稣基督解决掉了。
God has taken care of the problem of sin through Christ.
但是也是从那天开始
But from that day on,
神要天天带领我们走上成圣的道路。
God will lead us daily through the path of sanctification.
因此第八节开始谈到，我们不但与主同死，我们与主一同复活。
That's why in verse 8 on, after he says, if we die with Christ, then we say we will also live with him.
因为第八节说，我们若是与基督同死，就信必与他同活。
If we die with Christ, we believe that we will live with him.
如果你真的在死的方面跟基督联合了
，If we are truly united with Christ in his death,
你必然在与他同活的事情上也能够表现出来的。
Then we will also be united with him in his living.
如果我们与基督同活的话呢
？And if we live with him,
第四节这样说
，Verse 4 says,
我们一举一动会有新生的样式。
Then every action that we do has a new image.
我们的说话
，The words we say，
我们所做的事情
，The deeds that we do，
我们所活出来的。
The image that we project
都是一个新生命的样式
It's a new creation
是一个复活生命的样式
A new creation with resurrected life
是神圣洁生命的表彰
It's a showing of the glorious life of God
如果我的生命当中表现不出神的特质
If our daily lives do not bring forth the essence of God
好像我们没有从死里复活一样
Then it seemingly we have not passed through death into life.
也就是我们还是死人一个。
Then we're still dead.
我们还是那个死样子。
We still have this deadly posture.
老婆最喜欢骂老公就是那个死样子。你信主以后就不应该是有死样子。
If we are Christians, we should not be dead.
可是基督徒有一点比别人还要糟糕的地方。
But even as Christians, we still have our shortcomings.
不是基督徒不会用基督徒的术语去自我粉饰、自我掩盖。
Because as Christians, we know all the jargon, we know all the technical terms, and we will use them to cover up our shortcomings.
基督徒会这样说的。
And they will say things like this.
我们都是罪人，对不对
？Yes, we are all sinners.
世界上哪有一个完全的人呢？
There's no perfect being under the sun.
你也不完全，我也不完全，对不对
？You're not perfect. I'm not perfect.
所以我是不完全的嘛。
So I'm not perfect.
所以我讲一句不完全的话给你听，好不好
？So sometimes I would say things that are not quite right.
我就骂你一顿。
So I will scold you.
我乱讲话。
Maybe even hit you.
讲死人的话。
Seemingly like a dead person.
你说，嘿，你这基督徒怎么可以这样讲
？And then you respond. You say, Hey, you're a Christian. How can you behave like this?
我们不是都有罪的吗？
And you will respond and say, "Oh, we are all sinners."
你没有罪吗
？Are you not a sinner?
我有罪啊。
I'm a sinner.
所以呢
？Therefore,
他就继续活出一个死相。
He will still live out this dead posture.
话不是这么说的。
We should not argue like this.
如果我是重生得救的基督徒，
if we're truly reborn,
在我们的生命中应该有新生命的样式。
In our lives, we should show forth this new life.
我们应该天天的求主帮助我们活出这个新的生命来。
Every day we have to ask God to help us to live this new life.
如果我一天又一天还是那个死相子的话，死样子的话，
if day after day I cannot do this,
我要问我自己，到底我是死人还是活人啊？
Then I have to re-examine myself, am I dead or am I alive?
别人也会有资格来问，你是死人还是活人啊？
And perhaps others also then can ask,Are you truly dead or alive?
因为若是我们已经与基督同死，
Because if we have died with Christ,
我们不但相信将来我们与他同活，
Not only in the future we will live with him,
我们也应该今天就能够与他同活，
Even today we should be able to live with him.
如果我今天活不出一个基督的样式，
If I cannot show forth the life of Christ today,
我们必须自问，我真的活了吗？
Then we should examine ourselves and ask, am I truly alive?
我真的与主同死了吗？
Have I truly been identified with his death?
还是说，我说是我与基督同死？
Or is it just something that I'm saying that I'm already dead with Christ?
那我那个老我，那个自我的生命还是活蹦乱跳的。
And yet my old self is so dominant in my daily life.
昨晚上做梦的时候，
Last night I had a dream.
要想说再讲一句什么话给你们记得比较清楚一点。
I dreamt about what should I say to help emphasize this point.
可是我想不出邓邦林讲的那么好的话。
But I cannot say it better than Brother Tang.
我发现我想了几句话，可是越讲会越糊涂的。
Because the more I try to make it clearer, it actually muddles the point.
我想一想去怎么讲呢？
I keep thinking about it.
如果我活了我就死了，如果我死了我就活了。
If I live, then I die. If I die, then I live.
我说听完以后一定越来越糊涂了。
And I said, if I say it like that, it would just make more people puzzled.
我的意思是说，如果我的那个自我死了，神的生命在我身上就活了。
What I'm trying to say is, if my old self has diedthen the life from God can live.
如果神的生命在我身上活了，我的自我就会被钉死了。
If the life of God is alive in me, my old self would be dead.
我们的一生都在这个过程的里面。
Our whole life on earth, we will be going through this process.
所以当我们庆祝复活节的时候，
And so when we celebrate Easter,
一方面记得在历史上耶稣基督的复活是一个历史的事实。
Let us remember that the resurrection of Christ is an historical event.
那成为我们一生抓住的，也成为我们信心的一个依据。
It becomes the foundation of our faith.
但是这也必须成为我每天的经验。
But it also has to become our daily experience.
让我每一天，让我的生命是从死里复活的。
So that daily I can experience the resurrection power.
我每一天活得比昨天要更好一点。
So that today I can live better than yesterday.
每一天我要比过去的一天更像基督一点。
So that today I should be more like Christ than yesterday.
我们是软弱的。
Yes, we are weak.
我们是有罪的。
Yes, we have sinned.
可是我不能纵容我自己活在过去的昨天里。
But we cannot allow ourselves to continue dwell in our past.
如果我纵容我活在过去的罪恶里，
If I allow myself to continue to live in sin,
可能我根本就还没有与基督同死同复活。
Perhaps I have not truly been identified with his death and his resurrection.
我的洗礼对我是没有意义的。
Then the baptism that I had is no meaning for me.
如果我是真的与主同死，也真的与主同复活。
If I have truly died and have risen with the Lord,
即便我今天仍然是不完全的，
even though today I'm still not perfect,
但是我每一天都在我心里面立下一个心志，
but daily I will try my best,
主让我今天比昨天活得更圣洁。
Lord, help me to be holier today than yesterday.
让我今天比昨天活得更像你。
So that today I will be more like you than yesterday.
让我今天比昨天更充满你的爱。
So that today I will be more filled with your love than yesterday.
你每天有这样祷告的时候,
if you pray like this every day,
你每一天就在过圣复活节,
then every day you're celebrating Easter.
我没有时间继续把罗马书第六章的后面第七章一直讲下去。
There's not enough time to continue to talk about Romans. But you should go back and study it yourselves.
过圣洁的生活,
the secret of living a holy life.
就是顺从圣灵,
to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit.
不要顺从你的肉体,
and not follow the impulse from our old body.
什么时候你体贴圣灵,
whenever we pay attention and follow the leading of the Holy Spirit, then our life will become closer and closer to being sanctified.
什么时候我们体贴肉体,放纵肉体的心思意念去行的时候,
but whenever we overindulge in our flesh, in our bodies, and more and more we will be separated from God.
你记得耶稣的门徒彼得吗?
Do you remember Jesus' disciple Peter?
当耶稣要迈向耶路撒冷去,
when Jesus announced he's going to Jerusalem,
他说还要在那里被钉死的时候,
and told the disciples he will be crucified there,
就在前一分钟,
just a minute ago,
彼得说, 你是基督, 你是永生神的儿子,
Peter has proclaimed that Jesus is Christ, the Son of the living God.
隔一分钟的时候,
but a moment later,
当耶稣说我要上耶路撒冷被钉死,
when Jesus announced his forthcoming crucifixion,
彼得抓住耶稣,
Peter took hold of Jesus.
你不要去,
said, Lord, this cannot be.
你不可以死在那里,
you cannot die like that.
耶稣回头对彼得说,
Jesus turned to Peter and said,
Satan,
Satan,
退我后边去吧,
go to my back.
彼得变成撒旦,
suddenly Peter became Satan.
彼得不是撒旦,
Peter is not Satan.
但是彼得容许撒旦在他的肉体中说话,
but for that moment, Peter allowed Satan to speak through him.
所以耶稣说什么?
And that's why Jesus said,
彼得,你体贴人的意思,
Peter, you are indulging in the human wishes.
你没有体贴神的意思,
you're not paying attention to God.
当你体贴人的意思的时候,
when you try to indulge in the human wish, you become a tool of Satan.
当你体贴神的意思的时候,
but when you try to pay attention to God's will,
他能够认出耶稣是基督,
then he can recognize Jesus as the Lord, the Christ, and Son of the living God.
你就从彼得身上看见他是何等容易从这一面转到那一面。
So from the life of Peter, it's so clear you can go from one extreme to the other.
当他顺从神的时候,
when he's willing to follow God,
属灵的见识,一切的一切都在他身上出现。
All the spiritual insight came to him.
当他体贴人的意思的时候,
but when he tried to pay attention to his own heart,
刹那之间他成为撒旦的工具。
Just in one moment, he can become the tool of Satan.
我们每一位基督徒, 我们要记得,
every one of us as Christians must remember this.
我们有可能成为撒旦的工具。
It's possible that we become tools of Satan.
如果我们体贴肉体的话, 顺从肉体的话,
that is when we follow our own bodies and our flesh. But if every day we offer ourselves up to God, we want to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit, then day after day we will become more holy. Then every day we can celebrate our private Easter.
他活,
he lives and he lives in me.
等一下我们唱一首诗歌, 就是这样说的。
And that's the hymn that we will be singing.
不管别人怎么说,
no matter what others say,
我知道他活在我心里,
I know He lives in me.
他改变我的生命,
He has changed my life.
那是我的复活节,
and that is my private Easter.
让我们祷告,
let us pray.
主啊，来到你的面前的时候，我们心里满了欢喜和快乐。
Lord, as we come before you, we are filled with joy and gladness.
因为你不但为我们死,
because not only have you died for us,
而且你为我们而复活了,
you have risen for us.
不但带给我们盼望,
not only have you given us hope,
也给我们生命的能力,
you've given us power of life.
主，你不但要我们与你同钉十字架,
Lord, not only did you want us to identify with your crucifixion,
你要我们与你的复活也能够认同,
you want us to identify with your resurrection.
求你帮助我们,
help us, Lord.
让你那新生命的能力在我们身上能够涌流出来,
so that the power of your new life will gush through us.
让我们天天经历到你生命的能力,
so that daily we can experience the power of your life.
帮助我们当中许多慕道的福音朋友,
help us, Lord, as we there are many seekers among us.
如果我们还没有接受你,
for those who have not received you,
也就是还没有在你的死跟复活上与你联合的,
those who have not been united with you in your death and your life,
主啊，盼望他们的心中发出这样的祷告,
Lord, may through their hearts come forth this prayer,
他们愿意邀请你进入他们的心中,
that they will invite you into their hearts,
让他们能够成为你的儿女,
so that they can also become children of God,
让他们能够从你的圣灵得到一个重生,
so that through your Holy Spirit they can be born again,
使他们不必再面临第二次的死亡,
so that they do not have to face the second death.
帮助我们当中已经信主的基督徒们,
and help those of us who are believers, Lord.
让不但与你同钉十字架,
help us not only to be crucified with you,
而也愿意天天背起自己十字架来跟随你,
to also daily bear our cross and follow you.
让我们的生命彰显你的荣美,
so that our life can show forth your beauty.
让这个复活节成为我们每一天在我们的心中在欢乐在庆祝的,
so that Easter can become a daily celebration in our lives.
垂听我们的祷告,
hear our prayer, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名求,
in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.